At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. 103.96. I really thought, Joe, that the Lakers would hammer them tonight. And Washington, who beat Milwaukee last night, they've been punching above their weight a little bit here both nights.
I know. They're going
How about this one, Joe? The Pacers are losing to the Nets.
Unbelievable. Halliburton.
What is that about?
All these, say, Giannis, gutless 8 points.
Here come the Thunder down seven. Here come the Thunder.
And I love this team. No SGA and step it up. Little
Stepping
Giddy.
Stepping up.
Little Josh
Stepping
Giddy.
Up.
Little
Giddy
and Giddy up.
Orlando up two in New Orleans against the Pelicans, and the Timberwolves now at the half are up 16 on Toronto.
Jeez.
So, and Cavs Suns, Joe, at the top. Donovan Mitchell back for the Cavs tonight after they won in Utah. So they have that going. And in the hockey, the Devils, who were down 2-0, now lead the Rangers 3-2.
Oh, there you go.
Going to the third. Maybe we try the Rangers at plus a buck 80.
God, I dare you. Pull the trigger. God.
Pull the trigger. Yeah, let's.
Come on. Don't be shy.
I told you they screwed with me the other night. They had the wrong score up there on VanDuel. And I went in and they ended up being down 2 goals instead of 1.
Oh, you pulled it.
And that just didn't go very well for me.
And they
actually teased at the end, too. They were only down a goal. They got down 3-0, and then they made it 3-2.
Wow.
So, teased at the end, Joe, which was, it's never fun when any of that happens. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college basketball this week, clearly, because he's in part of Bracket Central on Saturday night. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Got a lot of mo. I'm feeling it. A lot of mo. Got to kick it up. I feel good. I feel strong.
You feel strong heading into this one. Yeah. So, that's what I like to see, Joe. That's what I love to see.
59% of the tickets.
85%. I love to see
of the
guys.
Money.
I like when I see guys that I told you were going to hit a home run. That's what I like seeing.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't I tell you that Yordan Alvarez was going to home run on Wednesday night? I told you that.
No, you didn't.
Sure enough.
I don't think
Yordan!
I hope you
we
made money.
We love Yordan.
Did you make money on it?
So far, yes, we did. Let's get into this, Joe, because we've been waiting to do this, and I wanted this hour to be the hour we do it. On big trade in the NFL on Wednesday, as we had the Buffalo Bills trading star wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. The Bills get a second-round pick in 2025 back, which is actually not even the Texans' pick, Joe. It's the Vikings' pick in the second round, which they got in that trade. Remember a few weeks ago, Joe, that Houston traded their first rounder to Minnesota, that one in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of that deal. So that's the pick the Bills get. Texans also get a couple of late-round picks this year and next year. The Bills will be saddled with a massive $31 million cap hit for Diggs this year, but then they're done with it. He'll be off the books after that. I'm just going to start it from the top, Joe, and we'll roll through it again here. I thought Diggs was outstanding for the Bills. I thought that he took Josh Allen to the next level. I thought that his first 3 years in Buffalo were as good as anyone in the league. I know he made all pro one of those. I think it was the first year he made all pro. But he easily could have the other two as well. The numbers speak for themselves. Really, Joe, you could say, and look, Andre Reed put up monster numbers here, but three of the best seasons by a Bills wide receiver in their franchise history. Those 3 years that Diggs had with Josh Allen. Now, the fourth year, Joe, something happened. And you could trace this all the way back to that playoff game 2 years ago against Cincinnati when they lost at home and Diggs ran out of the place and then they didn't talk to him. He didn't talk to anybody for 6 months. You could trace it to that, the cryptic tweets, the brother, you know, tweeting after that Denver Monday night game, we got to get him out of Buffalo and get him to Dallas. More kind of tweets that didn't make a lot of sense during this offseason.
Right.
He finished bad, Joe. But now, you could say, was it Diggs, or did when Brady took over, did he cut Diggs out of why the numbers got the way they did over the last 10 games of the season and why he played so poorly in the Chiefs playoff game? But I think, Joe, when the production wasn't the same as those first 3 years, and I love giving you this line, and I'll give it to you again, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze anymore.
The juice just isn't worth the squeeze. I have no problems with the Bills moving on from Stephon Diggs, okay? That is not the issue you and I have. Stephon Diggs
Correct.
Did not score a touchdown in the last seven games. In the biggest game of the year against Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City defense, he had an opportunity to go up and grab it and change the momentum in the fourth quarter, and he failed, okay? So that is the way Buffalo Bills fans will remember Stephon Diggs, right? Not stepping up in the biggest game of the year. Not being a major factor, being non-existent or lethargic maybe at times in the playoffs, right? Okay, I get that. The problem that I have with you, Carver, is you accepting mediocrity as a Buffalo Bills Mafia fan saying that's okay. I'm willing to take two steps back to go five steps forward, not this year, but in 2025, when we're not guaranteed anything, that is the problem. You know what that's called? Gutless. You're laying up because you're hoping that everything gets up. You have a small window with a marquee quarterback, and you have to hit it and make the right decision. I'm not saying getting rid of Stephon Diggs was wrong, because he wasn't a locker room guy either. We know that. And that affected maybe the chemistry. What I'm shocked at is that you would accept mediocrity and
that's not what I'm doing.
Out on the
that's not what I'm doing. That's not at all what I'm doing.
That you'll be there in 2 or 3 years.
That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing. And I know you don't like hearing this, but it's true. They are not rebuilding. They are retooling. That is not what they are not. You don't rebuild when you have a 28-year-old quarterback who's still in his prime.
But I'll leave you with this: when you rebuild,
when I leave, we're going to come back and finish
regress.
It.
You can't regress.
No. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on here on the grid. All right, Joe. Yeah, you like that. It was like a false start, Joe. Like, I don't know. put in reverse.
I think you need a standing eight. I think I buried you with that comment about.
Well, you didn't let me. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah, no,
we,
that's
again,
what
you hit me with the break.
You got me right.
Well, there you
break.
Go. So you got me on that one. Now let's get this straight. Okay, let's get some things straight. You're wrong on what you're saying. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You're talking like I want them to go 5-12 next year, Joe. Like you're talking like that. You're not understanding here. They are tearing down a lot of the pieces that have been a part of a team that has been very successful over the last 5 years, that has made the playoffs over that time, but has been consistently getting stopped at the same point every single time. They have now torn down their star wide receiver, their second wide, let's just say torn down. They have parted ways, Joe, with their top star wide receiver, their number two wide receiver, their starting center, their right guard, their both starting safeties, a cornerback who was a star that unfortunately has had a couple of major injuries the last few years and wasn't going to make it anymore. We can go on and on. A couple guys on the defensive line. Dotson, who was great for them at linebacker last year. That's a lot of guys they're sending out the door, Joe.
Okay.
And let me just tell you, and you notice, and guess what? Stop, Joe. You're talking about a bunch of guys who are heart and soul of the team.
All right, wait a second. Gabe Davis was an elite performer?
Not an elite performer, but a major part of the team.
Oh, yeah, well, when you score four touchdowns in the playoff loss to Kansas City, yeah, you're thought of as that guy that could potentially carry the
torch. He never reached those heights in the regular season.
But that's my point, though.
Well, you picked one guy out of nine guys that I just listed for you.
What about Stephon Diggs?
What about him?
Has he stepped up? Forget the body of work.
Here's the three games that will stand out for Stephon Diggs. You ready, Joe?
Here we go.
2023 playoff loss to Kansas City.
That doesn't count.
Three catches for 21 yards on 8 targets. 2022 playoff loss to Cincinnati. Four catches for 35 yards, 10 targets. 2021, that was the Gabe Davis game, by the way. Three catches for 7 yards. Those are the last three playoff losses for the Bills.
Carver.
Those three games combined... Are less than what he was doing in a regular game.
The past doesn't matter. It's a what have you done for me lately leak.
And we both agree it was time to move on.
Okay, and Trey White, as much as I love him, he played at LSU.
Finished. Two knee, just multiple injuries. Finished.
Right. So that's a good loss, meaning to move on.
And it's not a good loss when you paid him a lot of money, and that's what the hard part about a lot of these are, Joe.
I understand that their cap situation is awful. I understand that. My point is this. You have a quarterback that is in the NFL MVP conversation each and every year. We know that when you have an elite quarterback, your odds of winning are greater than teams that just have average quarterback or a slightly above average quarterback play. Look at Atlanta. Look at Tennessee. I'll just keep going on. I mean, you know that as well as anybody. Okay? Look at New Orleans. Same thing. The problem is that when you tell me, yes, the moves were necessary in some situations, but guess what? It's unacceptable to regress even though you made those moves. That's all I'm saying to you. Like, you can't tell me as Bills Mafia that have been on the door knocking for potentially an AFC championship game, okay, over the past 3 or 4 seasons, that we made these moves, but it's not for this year.
You're very unfair, Joe. You're very unfair. You're very unfair.
Unacceptable.
This is a very...
Stopped.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong on this one. You're absolutely wrong.
No, I'm not.
You're dead wrong. Because you want to know what, Joe? At the end of the day, every year... You know this. There's only a handful of teams that have a legitimate enough roster to win a Super Bowl. They're not going to be this year, Joe. You want to know why? Because they overpaid a whole bunch of old guys that they had to get rid of this year, and now they can't bring in, you know, 7 27-year-old Pro Bowl players. They can't do that, Joe. So guess what?
You know who should they have chopped?
Who should they have chopped?
Your head coach.
Well, guess what, Joe? I told you that the entire year last year. And they're not going to. So you know what? You got to move.
Chuck the head coach. And then see if you could win. And then if you don't win this year, then you move on from those players.
Guess what? They're not chopping the head coach.
Well,
they're not chopping him.
Who's that? Whose
that's not my fault, Joe. All right, we're fans. We gotta watch the games. He's gonna be out there. We gotta think. We gotta worry about the things we can control. He's gonna be the coach.
Because family is that. You know, you're telling me he'd still sit at your table if he brings you a 7-10 record. That's unacceptable.
Joe, I'm telling you, he's gonna get a pass this year.
That's unacceptable. Is what I'm telling you.
Now here's what I'm telling you.
He can get a pass.
Here's what I'm telling you. For Brandon Bean to make a move like this, he better have another move lined up after it, because as it currently sits, here's the real issue, Joe. As it currently sits, Bill's wide receiver on their roster, in their room, as they like to say, the wide receiver room.
Hardy.
Is Shakir, who is... No, Hardy's gone, too. They got rid of him also. Is Shakir, who is very good as a third, fourth guy.
Yeah, he's not a one. He's not...
Curtis Samuel, who they just signed, who's a three.
Old man's Curtis Samuel. Go ahead.
Old man. Mac Hollins.
Okay. Hey, we saw
and KJ Hamler.
Vegas. Mac Hollins, let me tell you, Mac Hollins were great jerky.
They need...
Turkey jerky.
They need not one, but two legitimate wide receivers at a minimum.
All right. You're right about that. But hear me out, Carver, and I'm going to say this again. I don't care what Bean did, in regards to the moves that he decided to make for the best interest of the team. You can't tell me that his vision is 25 and beyond.
I think he dropped hints for that when he talked on Wednesday. I think that's precisely what he was
that's
saying.
That's unacceptable.
Joe, in this league, you got to sometimes the cap is a problem for some of these teams, Joe. You can't just all of a sudden start at zero every year. You unfortunately make bad signings and you have to swallow the pill once in a while. This year, they're swallowing the pill. They have a $31 million dead cap with Diggs. They have this awful contract Von Miller. It is what it is, Joe. So this year, they're not going to be able to fully
surround. I'm shocked at you.
That doesn't mean they're going to go 5-12. Do I think that they deserve to be on right now? And let's, again, this is a hard conversation to have, because I don't know what they're bringing in between now and at the end of the draft. I don't know who's on the Bills roster. Maybe they move up and get a Duze or get Neighbors or get who knows what they do.
Hang on.
So I don't think we can really have this conversation properly until we know what the moves are.
No, because it's about perception and it's about temperament. And as a fan, you're sitting here telling me that you would accept a 7-10 record.
I never said that.
Year.
When did I say 7-10?
I'm saying, what if it happens?
Here's what I'm going to tell you I think that this year is. I think they could still win the AFC East. I think they're still a playoff team, but I do not think as of right now they are on the level of the Chiefs like they have been the last few years, even the Ravens, the 49ers, these teams that are quote-unquote Super Bowl contenders. I don't think the Bills are in the same conversation as those teams right now. Maybe that changes in the next 3.5 weeks.
That's a bad
But guess what, Joe? They will be in 2025.
Oh, yeah, because
they will be in 2025.
That's no guarantees.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here's the last thing I'm going to say to you about this, Joe. All right. Because I honestly think that this is I think half of this you're not even serious about. You're just trying to gas me up. I don't even think that you actually believe half the stuff that you're saying. I think that you're just trying to gas me up. So
don't buy into it.
Here's what I'm going to explain to you. In the NFL, when you have the kind of run like this team had over the last 4 to 5 years, where you don't even get to a Super Bowl, eventually, and these teams all have it. The teams that win Super Bowls, Joe. Do you want to know what separates the Super Bowl winning teams from teams like what the Bills did the last 4 or 5 years? They are so good at retooling through the draft, being smart with contracts, being look at all these years that the Patriots won with Belichick and Brady, and all the pieces that they were able to move in and out. They knew when to get rid of guys at the right time. They knew how to do all that. The reason the Chiefs are still in it every single year. I mean, look at what happened. They got rid of Tyreek freaking Hill, Joe, and they were still able to win a Super Bowl after that. They were still able to win. I'm sorry, Joe. How many after that? How many have they won since Tyreek Hill? Two Super Bowls since getting rid of Tyreek Hill. And you want to know why they're so good at it? Because they're so good at the draft. They're so good with their contracts. Even though they're paying their quarterback $1 billion, they can still do it. The Bills just are not as good yet at those teams of doing that. They are going to have to swallow the pill this year, Joe, when it comes to their poor cap management. And that doesn't mean they're going to go 7-10 and not make the playoffs, because they have a quarterback who is so good that will still allow them to potentially win the AFC East and be a playoff team. Does that mean they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year? Probably not, they're still going to be a competitive team.
No, again, I think you're missing what the real argument is. I am not debating the moves that they made were right or wrong. I think that they should have made the moves that put the team in a better position this year. So it's not the moves, okay? It's to swallow the pill, okay? And the fact that you
That's
would
the way
accept,
the NFL works.
No. The fact that you would accept a down year with the hopes of getting back to the pinnacle. You don't do that when you have an MVP quarterback. What you do is you make the moves and still
So put bad money on top of bad money. Is what you're saying.
To put your team in a position to compete and challenge this year. I don't care what it is. You make that move.
You have to clear the deck sometimes. You have to clear the deck.
And
you have to make sure that you still have all of the pieces together that will allow you.
You gotta be Quinn. Smell the blood in the water.
You clear the deck, you get the money out, and is when you will see them bringing guys in.
You're talking like a current Yankee fan.
A Yankee fan
just accepts Aaron Boone and all this garbage that the Yankees have done, and they haven't won anything in recent years. You know that as well as I have.
I'm surprised at you. I really am. I'm very surprised.
Why?
You know how this league works. You know exactly how it works. I'm very surprised at you.
You're very surprised?
I am.
I can't believe that you, with Josh Allen, would accept a year where, you know what, we bowed out in the wild card round. We could still look for 2025. Come on.
Look, and if you tell me that I'm going to clear $50 million in cap space able to actually put more younger, legit pieces around him after that,
I
will.
What's the guarantee?
Joe, I've never seen him win in my life. What's one more year? I've never seen him win, Joe. And he ain't going to win this year. Okay? I've never seen him win. No fan has.
You've accepted defeat. That's all.
Again, you're not getting it. It's not accepting defeat.
Yes, it is. That's the first step in terms of going nowhere.
Stuck
in the mud.
You're gassing
me up.
You're like
my cousin
Vinny. That's all you're trying to do. You're just trying to get me gassed up.
The left wheel
turns and you
can't get out of the Alabama mud. You'll be stuck there mediocre.
Not the way the NFL works anymore, Joe.
And Joe Ferguson 2.0.
There's a reason why these teams are the best of the best, because they know how to get around these things.
JP Losman, here you go. Why don't you draft?
And the Bills aren't one of those teams, because he hasn't drafted well enough to be one of those teams.
What do you want, EJ? You want a little EJ Manuel?
Yeah, you see, I'm not doing this anymore. Because you're just gassing me up now. You don't even actually believe half the stuff you're saying. You're just doing it to get me fired up.
No,
and that's all you're doing.
That bleeds the blue and red would accept it down year and miss the playoffs.
When did I ever say accept it down year and miss the playoffs?
Well, let me ask you a question, Carver. We're in the same boat. I have a gutless head coach and a gutless quarterback, and we still can't make the right moves. We can't win with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, guess what? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and you want to know what's going to happen when they come to the realization that group's not going to win? They're going to have to take a year or two swallowing all that money. Because that's how it works.
We're going nowhere.
Okay. So then I could do the same thing to you, Joe. Listen to you. What do you mean? You've already given up on the year. Oh, you're going nowhere. What's the point in watching it? Who cares?
No.
Who cares then?
Sucks. No.
Oh, so that's it. So your team sucks, so it's okay. My team has sucked my entire life, Joe. I have never seen them win.
Your quarterback is better than mine.
I have never seen them win.
Your quarterback is better than mine.
Okay. What does that mean?
Okay, your defense has been better than mine.
Your wide receivers are better than mine.
Big deal.
What does that mean?
The game is won in the trenches. You got to protect Josh Allen. As long as you protect him, you're there. Your defense has to kick it up a notch. You can't tell me.
Defense wasn't the problem last year.
Please. You're telling me, Bean has his sights set on 25. That's great. You know what? One injury, and guess what? There goes
again,
25. You'll be
This is all a nonsense conversation anyway, because neither of us or anybody who's listening right now, or even them in that room at One Bills Drive, know what that team's going to look like after the last weekend of this month in that draft. They have no idea. I'm sure there's guys who they want. They don't know if they're going to go up and get them. Maybe they're going to stay where they are.
They're not going to draft well. I'm not saying anything like that. You're missing it. It's a mentality. The fact that you would accept.
Let me just tell you something, Joe.
A down year is terrible.
It's not accepting it. Joe, every year in my life has been a down year.
Yeah, but every year you've gone in with optimism, thinking your team is good enough to win.
No, I haven't.
Thought about that last year. Every
only in the last 3 years.
They got Kansas City
and guess
in their
what?
House, thought they were going to win. And now
only the last 3 years.
Take 2 steps back and worry about 25.
No, it's 1 step back to go 5 steps forward.
Now it's one.
It's
step
called.
Back.
It's not re. It's not rebuilding. It's retooling.
Again with this retooling. What are we in? Are we in a life? I feel like
that's what the best teams do. That's why the Chiefs are the Chiefs. They don't rebuild. They retool. That's why the Patriots won for as long as they did. They don't rebuild. They retool.
Retool.
And that's why those teams are the best, Joe. And that's why all these other teams aren't, because they haven't figured it out.
Yeah, I know. All right. Yankees have been retooling each and every year.
Joe, that's a different sport with no salary cap. I don't want to hear about that. You're talking about something completely different. This is the NFL. It's harder to do things here.
Yeah,
everyone gets the same. Baseball is a completely different sport with a completely different structure.
Let me ask you this.
You could throw money at problems in baseball. You can't in the NFL.
Are the Eagles going into this year thinking that they need to take 2 steps back to go 5 steps forward, not this year, but in 2025 when they were on the cusp of potentially getting to an NFC championship? Do you really believe that fan base believes that?
Do the Eagles have the cap problems that the Bills do?
Here we go with the cap.
Did the Eagles just shed 12 players that have been on the team the last 4 years?
Yes, they shed 12.
They had one guy retire who was the anchor of their line. What else did they have?
But Lane Johnson, yeah, I get it. But the problem is, Carver, that fan base will not accept. Okay, mediocrity, where if they regress, guess what? Their head coach is out the door. You're telling me he gets a pass.
I'm telling you, because of how that owner runs things, he will get a pass this year.
Well, the owner's gutless then.
Because they're retooling.
Maybe it starts at the top.
Maybe it does. I didn't pick the owner, Joe. He bought the team. And I can't fire him. I have to deal with the cards that are dealt to me.
It's just like you're going in with, like, you have no optimism. You know, you're going
I don't have optimism. In fact, I think that once they clear all this money out next year, they're going to get a whole new, fresh 5-year window with Allen that they're going to be with a chance to make a Super Bowl again.
All right.
Now, you want to tell me that 3 weeks from now they trade up and they get Malik Nabers and they have Nabers there and they get somebody else in the third round that's going to be a good receiver for them? Then that's a different story.
But I don't know that yet. If and nuts were candy and butts, isn't that what you say?
That's why this entire conversation is silly. That's why the whole thing is silly.
It's your temperament. Your temperament is one of you know what I'm talking
about. My temperament is this team was good enough to win the last 4 years. They didn't. So it's time to try something new. That's my temperament.
All right, your temperament, let me just say, for years, Okay, you were residing in Columbus and Athens and Tuscaloosa and Baton Rouge. And you know where you are now entering this year? You're sitting in the MAC, okay, at Kent State, hoping that 2025 is better.
Lost. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Baseball on Thursday. Tigers and the Mets are going to try play a doubleheader. Good luck. We'll see how that goes for them. They've been washed away 2 days in a row. I don't think it's that much better on Thursday, right, Joe? Is it that much better?
No.
In the New York area?
Still cold, blustery.
Yeah, they could play in that, though. I'm saying, is the precipitation over with? Yeah, it looks like it is. They'll get both those games in, the Mets and the Tigers. The Pirates are going to be in D.C. against the Nats. The Pirates, Joe, lost their first game of the year on Wednesday. Nationals beat them 5-3. Who do we have in this one, Joe? We have Martin Perez against Josiah Gray. Gray got absolutely torched in his first start of the year. Minus 130 for the Pirates, plus $1.10 for the Nats. 8.5 total.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I like the Pirates in this one.
I'll go with the Pirates. I don't have a good feel for the baseball lately.
You don't have a good feel for the baseball lately?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
No good feel for the baseball lately. Guardians are in Minnesota. I believe that's the home opener for the Twins. Pablo Lopez minus 144. Baby's going for Cleveland, plus $1.22. So that's not Cleveland coming from Seattle, Joe, where they were. And they got to play an afternoon game in Minnesota. 7.5 the total. Twins won in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Take the under, Joe.
All right. I like the Twins.
You like the Twins. The Marlins have yet to win this year. They are 0-7, and they will be in St. Louis against the Cardinals for their home opener.
I think they're live.
Lance Lynn against Weathers. Who, the Marlins?
Yep, plus 122 on the money line.
Okay. All right, 8.5 is the total there. And the White Sox and the Royals will play the only night game. It's a very light Major League schedule here on Thursday. As Soroka and Lugo are the starters. Royals minus 162. The White Sox are pathetic.
Yeah, but I'll take the flat eight. Game eight. I like the flat eight. Over.
Flat eight in KC for Joe. All right, Joe. I'll give you the NBA in a moment. First, James from Pensacola with us.
What's
on Carver and Lisi here. Hey, James. What's up, man?
We got James?
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like we got James.
We had him.
We had James. There you go. Lost James. So there you go, Joe. Wasn't working. He was probably going to say to Joe, never mind. I'm not going to get into it anymore.
Why? He was going to say to me what? You think he was taking your side in the whole thing?
No, probably not. Why would anybody want to do that?
They always take your side.
The Hawks are in Dallas against the Mavericks Thursday night. Mavs minus 11, 230.5. What are you going to do for Luka here? 35, 40? See, he loves playing against the Hawks.
I can't. I don't know. You want to take him? I'm going to take him again. He's going to have 28 at half and get like 4 points. I can't do it with this guy every night.
So, of course, he always loves playing against the Hawks, Joe, because the Hawks should have took Luka with the third pick, and then they traded him to Dallas. What a bad move that was. Oh, they got Trae Young. Who'd you rather have, Joe? Luka or Trae Young? Luka.
Luka. When he puts up 45 a night.
Yeah. The Kings are in New York against the Knicks. Knicks could use a win, Joe. That's for sure.
Yeah, Knicks are hitting the skids at just the wrong time.
Just the wrong time indeed.
I can't take them.
3.5 for the Knicks. 215.5 total.
He's back.
We'll try James again. James from Pensacola.
James, what's up?
What's up, James?
Sorry. Carver, you got all the patience in the world. Joe is just trying to push your buttons, man. He knows better than this.
I know.
Right?
I know.
I mean, seriously, Joe.
Yes.
Come on. It's fine.
No way.
To push your buddy's buttons. But
James, are you a Bills fan or no?
No, not at all. Not at all. But you've got to take a few steps back in this league before you take a step forward. Carver said it exactly correct. I mean,
all right, so,
how are they going to compete with Baltimore, Miami? All, you know, the AFC is up and coming, man.
Wait a second. Hang on, James. They have a better quarterback than Baltimore and Miami.
True.
Okay, so that's the starting point. There can't be any regression when you have an NFL MVP quarterback. The hardest part and position to get is the quarterback in the NFL.
Unquestionably true. Those are two true statements you just said. But what do they have around them? We're not saying they have to rebuild entirely, but how about rebuilding from halfway up? Right?
Okay. True. So when the Green Bay Packers had Aaron Rodgers, right, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, and they didn't put playmakers around them, were their expectations every year to go 8-9 or 8-8 when it was a 16-game season?
No, because they fell in love with their quarterback. I get your point, but
right.
What do you want them to do? Do you think that they're ready right now to make another run at it?
Why not? Why not? I mean, nobody knew.
I'm not ready.
I can't do this anymore. I just can't do it.
I'm just saying.
I get it, brother.
You gotta go for broke. You can't lay up.
No,
I'm tired. This is see. That's when you do that. That's when I know you're gassing me up because I know that you do not believe that whatsoever.
You're gassing me, brother. He's gassing me. I gotta run.
He's gassing me up, especially
James.
You're the man. All the love, James. But honestly, you gotta go for it all the time.
You
gotta stop. This is the NFL, Joe. You know that. You know that every year that's not the case whatsoever.
Carver, you have a quarterback that is in the top two of the AFC.
Oh, now he's in the top two.
Well,
now he's in the top two.
Well, let me ask you.
What are you talking about?
It's Burrow and Allen. That's it. Who else is there? And maybe now Stroud. That is it.
What about so you don't have Lamar there at all?
No. I love Lamar. But Lamar is not on the same level. No. I don't love Lamar because, again, where's the big game Lamar won? You can't say Lamar Jackson is an MVP candidate each and every year when he can't take a game over with his arm. I'm sorry. You can't say that. I love Lamar, but until he does it in a playoff performance where he lights it up for 300-plus yards and takes a game over the way Josh had Kansas City on the ropes, you can't say that.
Nobody's come closer to beating him. Well, aside from Burrow, who did beat him, nobody's come closer than him.
Tua. So. I'm a Dolphin fan. Tua. I don't put Lamar. Statistically, you want to say Lamar running and throwing, that's fine. But the playoff body of work is worse than Josh Allen's. And because
that's,
of that,
oh, that's true.
You cannot regroup. Or rebuild or retool the way you want to say it. It's you have to maintain that level and add to it. I'm sorry. There is no regression.
I'm sorry. You're wrong. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I have tried to explain it to you several times. You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
Because I don't accept it.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong. You're wrong on this one.
All right.
They had several 10-plus veteran players that were huge parts of the team that they had to strip down. Those guys don't get replaced off the street.
But guess what, Carver?
Okay.
It's not the moves that I'm disagreeing with. It's the mindset and the mentality.
Again, though, Joe, you're saying all that, but then, it's all gas, so I'm done with it. Let's go. Nuggets and the Clippers on Thursday night. The late game, -3.5 for the Nuggets, 218.5 is the total.
You're just talking about the NBA, which is meaningless. We're coming down to the stretch run. I mean, this is a juicier conversation, but I'll take the over.
It's not, Joe, I can't do it anymore because I've tried to explain it to you, and you're just not, you just continue to want to just try to poke me with it, and it's just not going to work.
But I'm not poking
you
with it.
They are not the caliber of players that are going out the door. You cannot snap your fingers and replace overnight when you are $30 million over the cap.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what world the NFL suddenly became with you. I tried to even give you the blueprint of the teams that do it right and know how to do it. The teams that win Super Bowls, the Chiefs, the Patriots from years ago, they knew how to do it. This is a case of how not to do it. They did it wrong, and they're going to pay for it for a bit. Doesn't mean that they're going to go 7-10. Okay. It means they're not going to have the same caliber roster that they've had the last 4 years. That's what it means. And as the last thing on it, having this conversation now as opposed to May 1st, if we get to the draft and they don't add one or two significant wide receiver upgrades, Joe, then yes, I'll be upset and say, what a bad job. This guy sucks. Okay? But there's not enough information yet to do that. You don't know who's on the team yet. So that's why this is all a fruitless conversation.
But again, I'm not. It's not about what I believe the team is going to do. It's what you're telling me you would accept. I'll just say that again. That's all it comes down to. And you could say retool or whatever. You specifically told me that if McDermott loses in the first round of the playoffs or doesn't get there, he gets a pass. I disagree.
I'm telling you that the owner will give him a pass. Well, then the owner's a loser, Joe. What do you want me to tell you? I could have told you that. The owner's a loser.
Okay, but
the coach is a loser.
Accept that.
That doesn't change the fact of what the team's going to be this year.
Okay, that's it. Fine.
That's it. The owner's a loser. You got me to admit it. The owner's a loser. There you go. He accepts mediocrity. Congratulations.
Okay. There you go.
That doesn't mean that everybody else does.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You're talking about a fan base that has been tortured and has never seen them win.
Okay.
This is not the Steelers with 6 Super Bowls and the Patriots. And so this is a different situation, Joe. You're like, that's from me winning every year. They've never won.
They've won the AFC East, Carver.
What is that? A ribbon that you get at the end of the field day when you're in second grade? Who cares?
They're usually green ribbons.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right.
I'm done with it. I've absolutely had enough of it.
Under your theory, every single franchise in the NFL should be completely stocked with premium talent and be ready to win the Super Bowl every single year. No questions asked. That's it. Get rid of the salary cap. It doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't matter.
No.
Making bad contracts and bad decisions. Those can get thrown away by money.
You're looking at it from the actual business side. I'm looking at it from the
business side. Matters.
Right. And I'm not disagreeing with the moves that they made. Again, what I'm saying is, is you as a fan are accepting mediocrity, saying that even though they made these moves, their goal and your mindset should be AFC championship or bust with the talent that we have. You accepting an 8-9 season.
I can't do this anymore. For one reason, again, I'm not going to do this anymore, Joe. Talk to me in 3 weeks after the draft, Joe, because guess what? Their best wide receiver right now is Khalil Shakir. So, yes, Joe, right now they are not an AFC championship level team. They are not anything. Okay. So call me in 3 weeks, Joe, and then you can bash the general manager when he doesn't make any moves. I'm not doing it anymore.
Shakir crushed his props on a
I'm done. Now I'm done. I am absolutely finished with this, because that right there, you doing that nonsense with Khalil Shakir, who's a fourth wide receiver in the NFL, and you know it. For you doing that, he crushed his props. Enough, Joe. Enough. He's the best wide receiver in their room right now. There's work to be done. They're nowhere near a championship team right now. Done! Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. See you tomorrow on the grid.